Welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I am Jeremy.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doug. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck everything. You know what? Fuck everyone. Mask up, you sons of bitches.
I'm Kevin.
Doug,
hey, guys.
Doug, why are you so fired up?
Oh, man, you know, just a normal day. I forgot to make my coffee in time, you know, so just, you know, I just got to make some more coffee, so it's going to be about another 20 minutes, but I'm just taking this break to get on the mic and say fuck everyone. And definitely fuck the Texas governor.
My God. Well,
man, that's harsh, Doug.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
That's real harsh, man.
Coming in hot. It's a normal Wednesday for him, I guess.
Coming in hot. Just like a fajita.
Just like a fajita.
Okay, so listen, Kev, while we get this started.
Yeah.
Did you hear about... I didn't even know this happened, but I guess one of the Overwatch... voice actors was murdered in Brazil.
What? No, I didn't hear anything about this.
Okay. So so thankfully he's been arrested by Brazilian police.
The
killer,
murderer.
The murderer. It's Christine Luis, 49 years old. She was the voice actors of Mercy in Overwatch and Cortana in Halo.
Oh, holy shit. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's terrible. Was it like premeditated or, I mean, like...
No idea, man.
Robbery? Or, man, that sucks, man.
So there isn't a ton of information on it. Maybe our readers... I mean, our readers. Maybe our readers. Maybe our listeners can fill us in a little bit more. So...
Especially by the time this breaks. I mean, we're getting it like what? I mean, how long ago did this news story break?
The news story broke. It happened earlier this month, like a couple weeks ago, but then.
Really?
Yeah. And then the news broke that they just found the killer. So that happened today.
At least they found the killer, but man, holy shit. I didn't know. I didn't hear one thing about it, man. That's tragic.
Yep. So it's pretty fucking. Oof. It's rough, man. I know that she's it'll be a huge loss for both series. So,
yeah.
I'm curious,
I mean, especially with the new Halo Infinite coming out. I mean, there's going to be some kind of memoriam in there for her, I'm sure. I mean, this whole series is kind of revolved around her and Master Chief. So,
I'm curious to know if she recorded all her lines before death.
I'd hope so, but. I mean, who knows? But I mean, a lot of that stuff, especially in 2020.
Don't dare recording without me.
What are you talking about? You've been here the whole time.
You've been here the whole time. What are you talking about, Doug?
Oh, man, I don't have my hat. Look at my fucking buzzed-ass head.
Oh, look at you.
Looking slick, Rick.
No, I gotta cut it. This is too much.
I got mine.
Too much.
I got an appointment on Sunday for mine.
Too fuzzy. It's all fuzzy. Ooh. I look like a fucking chia pet.
Oh man, I got one of those skull shavers. Those things are fucking awesome. Well, it's like having like an electric shaver for your for your dome.
I haven't committed yet to going full.
Yeah.
So I just take it in real short.
I don't think that you need to, Doug, because even though it's thinning out at the top, like it still looks like a full head of hair for the most part.
Mm-hmm. My bald spot, like it all kind of blends in. Like it doesn't make it look as bad.
You got that LeBron James thing going on. I mean, because he uses
his hairline goes like every week. It's like a different hairline.
It's a different hairline, and then he uses spray hair to cover it up on when he's playing basketball. So you could do that.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Watch this. Hey, light in the corner, please turn on.
What is this black magic? Oh,
finally listen to it. All right, look at that.
What is this black magic?
What sorcery is this? You're a wizard now, Doug.
Hey, light behind me.
Hey, now there.
Turn on.
Hey there, Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah. Turn on.
What's it like in New York City?
Oh, man, no one had plain white tees on their list on Tuesday.
Because fuck them. That's why.
Oh, God.
They still owe me $2,000, those sons of bitches. Mm. No, not 2,000. Okay, maybe like a... I want to say maybe I made... Okay, so I sold them a bass when I was working at Guitar Center. Okay. And they used it for recording that album. And then as soon as they were done, they returned it to another Guitar Center in the suburbs. So I lost all my commission on it. And I couldn't do anything about it to defend it because they did it at a different store. But I still lost the commission. So I will always, as much as I like that song, Hey There Delilah, I will always say fuck the Plain White Tees.
Jesus.
Do the Plain White Tees, is that considered to be a one-hit wonder?
They're still around in a way. I don't know.
Yeah, name one other of their songs.
No, that's I would think of them as a one hit wonder.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, but fuck them.
We were talking, Doug. We were as you heard, and because you were here. I mean, you did your intro and everything. So
yeah, why you said, we're just going to refresh you.
Right, we're just refreshing you. The voice actress for Mercy and Cortana in Halo was murdered in Brazil.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And they caught their killer. They caught the suspected killer yesterday. And the killer allegedly had his mother's assistance to try to hide the body. Isn't that fucked up?
That is fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I guess she lived there because she was Brazilian. I don't know. I don't know a lot about her, so maybe our fans will be able to help out with that.
But yeah, that's too bad though, man.
Yeah, she was born in 1971. Gone too soon.
Way too young.
Yep, way too young. But so how long do you guys think? Okay, so if we have another year of this pandemic, how long do you think AMC and Cinemark can last? Do you think they'll make it through this whole thing and like movies will still be around to go to movie theaters? I was listening to Tarrant. Oh my God.
Hold on. Sorry. I had to look that up. She was the Brazilian voice actress. She was not the main voice actress.
Oh
yeah. Jen Taylor is the American like Cortana that we know. And the Brazilian voice actress is Christiane Luiz. Known for her work as the voice actress of Cortana in Brazilian localizations of the Halo series.
Well, please forgive me for my mistake. I mean, it's still absolutely sad.
It's still tragic.
Yeah,
still tragic.
I was like, man, I really feel like voiceover, like Twitter would be blowing up. Like, you know, like we'd be seeing... from the American standpoint,
from the
people
Americans,
who've worked with her and other things would be, and I was like, I haven't seen shit about this, and that may be why.
Yeah. Man.
But still, thank God they caught the killer. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
For real.
Continue. Sorry.
Okay. So I was listening to, an interview with Sir Quentin Tarantino, and he was talking about,
sir.
Do what?
He's not knighted.
Yeah, I was like, he's not a sir.
How do you know?
I mean, don't you have to be...
You could Google it.
Yeah, and also, don't you have to be British royalty? Or not British royalty, but you have to be a British citizen.
You don't have to
be
knighted for everything. You don't have... There are other people. I think there's even some Americans that have been knighted. But typically, you have to have done something to further whether the science, the arts, or whatever in Britain. So, like, the Americans who have been are typically, like... for theater and stuff, not necessarily just movies or whatever, but typically theater.
Listen, all I'm saying is that in my heart, he's been knighted. So Sir Quentin, thank you. And anyways, I was listening to an interview with him and he was talking about the pandemic and theaters, and he feels that theater life will never be the same. And he thinks that big time exhibitors will fall to the wayside by the time that this is all done, and that boutique theaters will still stick around, like independent ones, and like those will rise up and be the main theaters. Like he mentioned Alamo draft houses, like
film houses,
right, and film houses and stuff like that. I don't fully agree, but I don't disagree. Like I think that AMC and Cinemark could collapse on itself, but I think that there's always a party to purchase and bring it back, right? Like I always feel like there's somebody gonna waiting in the wings to just buy stuff like that up and then reopen it once
rebrand it,
whatever. You know, they don't even need to rebrand it. They could just buy it.
But they could. I mean, like, we've already seen Netflix buy a handful of theaters. That way they can show their films. That way they can be nominated
eligible for
awards and stuff. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw, like, Amazon. You know, it would be a company or someone that would step in, because now that they've got their film stuff, they're probably doing the same thing.
I wouldn't be surprised if even Apple.
HBO Theater.
I don't think HBO would do it.
I'm just saying all these other places falling. Yeah. Every streaming service Brothers, is going to go out and...
but like Netflix, you know, because Netflix isn't necessarily owned by Warner Brothers like HBO is. Right. And then Amazon Prime Studios and stuff. Like, yeah, that's who I could see stepping up. Or I don't want to say stepping up, but stepping in if someone had to, was going to close or something.
Mm-hmm. I would say also that, like, if Apple bought AMC, you don't even have to change the name. Because it'd just be Apple Movie Company. It's perfect.
You put some thought into that. Did you think about that when you
just now?
When
I mean, listen,
Apple, when you bought AMC stock.
Listen, you don't talk about my stock holdings. Thank you very much. All right,
the stonks.
Stonks.
I bring that up because Warner Brothers has struck a deal with AMC because they're shortening the theatrical window now.
Yeah, and that is due to, like, COVID stuff also, and also just the kind of backlash from actors and stuff that are not, you know, because HBO did their whole 2021 release schedule. They announced it, like, last year that it's going to be, like, okay, every Warner Brothers movie that's coming out will be same day. Mm-hmm. And so now, I think in 2022, it's going to be seven days or something like that in the theater before it hits their streaming service.
What they did with both Quiet Place and Fast and Furious 9 were that if they hit a certain threshold, or like if they hit a budget, like a certain point within the first 2 weeks or like 2 or 3 weeks, that they would release it within 30 days to streaming. But if it didn't hit that, then it would stay in theaters. So it was kind of like, as long as they hit their goals in theaters of what they thought, you know, at least they could hit, then they're happy. Then the rest will go to streaming and that'll be fine. So we waited a couple of weeks to watch. What was it? Cause we saw A Quiet Place in theaters, but then the other one I was just talking about, that one, we waited a couple of weeks, Fast 9. And then it just came to streaming. Like maybe, I think it was like a month after release.
Yeah.
So, but like, well, I said, as long as it hits that budget threshold, but that could be a movie per movie basis.
Right. And so every company is going to be a little bit different. So AMC and Warner Brothers struck a deal for 45 day. So before the pandemic, it was 90 days. It was the industry standard. So now it's down to 45. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that, and then maybe tied with that, but that HBO was going to do like a week after sort of release for next year.
Yeah.
Because again, like you look at, dude, like Matrix 4 comes out this year and it's going to be same day, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, those are big fucking movies and no one else is really doing that. Like, you know, I mean, Disney is, but they're charging you additional $30 to watch it at home.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Free Guy made $26 million at the box office this weekend. So yeah. I'm sure that's going to hit video on demand real quick.
They were like, it made how much? I really saw a thing. It was like, everyone was like, it was surprised. Yeah. Not like it's cause it's a bad movie or anything, but they're just like, oh shit, because people are hungry for movies.
It's really well received. And Disney's already green lighting a sequel.
Oh God. Good. Awesome.
So, have you seen it yet, Jer?
No, I haven't. I
haven't either. There was something spoiled for me today from not anything big, but like a like, okay. So Disney did some reshoots,
Disney. Yeah.
y'all threw in some Easter eggs, huh? Right there at the end.
So I, of course, Slash Film can go to hell because they've,
they always ruin it.
That's what they spoiled for me. I was looking through the news and I was like, God damn it. And, right in the headline, like not buried anywhere, but So, anyways, I can't wait.
I don't think the headline ruined it for me, but it was the image they used.
I didn't even look at the image.
Huge, like, spoiler, you know, not a huge spoiler, but like, huge Easter egg at the end of Free Guy. I was at Fall Guys, Free Guy or whatever. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you for ruining that, I guess. And then at that point, I had to open up the article and read to see exactly what it was, because it was like, how'd y'all do?
You've hooked me.
Actually do. Yeah,
exactly. They said that Ryan Reynolds said that Disney went back and had them reshoot the ending. So,
I mean, that movie was filmed like what? I mean, it was a couple like
two years ago.
Yeah, that's like, so I can see why they'd have to do some kind of reshoots, because I mean, you know, stuff happens. But yeah, because I remember before pandemic we were seeing previews for it, and then it disappeared because of that. And then they all of a sudden they just kind of repackaged it, just you know, like along with another couple of the movies that, you know, over the pandemic time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Especially AMC also thinks that like they're going to make a ton of money because they're going to accept Bitcoin now. So, but I'm not ready. I ain't ready to spend no Bitcoin, not until it's worth a freaking $1 million.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, you buy a ticket today for $10 in Bitcoin, and then find out later on, like down the line, you're like, that would have been $1,000.
Dude, it was like that. It was like that fucking
pizza guy.
I think you said it last or like the other day, where it was the prizes for the gaming tournament thing, and it was like first place $500, second place $250, third place $100, fourth and fifth place 25 Bitcoin. Because 10 years ago, 25 Bitcoin was fucking nothing. And now it's like, I mean, if you got that and you just held on to that, you're fucking rich. You're so rich. Even at the current cost of Bitcoin or price of Bitcoin. Rich.
Yeah. Okay. Last story before we go is that Batman is getting a spinoff TV series, and it's set to be Arkham.
What? Nice.
Mm-hmm. There's a working title. And so the working title of Arkham. So, I mean, there's not much to go off of there, but it's a prison movie or prison show.
I'm cool. Hmm. I'm cool with that. So. That sounds great.
And there's also a Gotham PD series.
Yeah. When you get about that, that's been the work for a while.
Yeah. So this is a new one.
Where go it?
Here, let me.
Well, because trouble with words.
Okay, HBO Max. That was okay.
Yeah, HBO Max. It would go to HBO Max
because the Gotham one is also going to HBO Max, mm-hmm. And I think that one is also technically a spinoff from the Matt Reeves movie. But they're really fucking. They're really putting a lot into this Matt Reeves universe. Batman.
Yeah.
So, which, I'm you know, down. Right now there's a huge call for people who are like, give us a fucking Batfleck movie. Like, that's what we want. Like, he's been like the best part of Batman versus Superman, mm-hmm. You know, the Justice League. Like, Batman has been one of the coolest characters that we haven't gotten to see his own movie out of all of them. I mean, Flash's movie comes out soon, or they're filming it right now, and he's in that too. So it's like, just give Batfleck his own fucking movie already.
Mm-hmm. I want that. I want it.
I want it so bad. You can call Batfleck. I don't care.
All right. That's it for today. That's it. We're getting out of here. Tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.